as we're not going back, not for a long time, not till the wounds in our hearts have healed. I wonder how long that'll be, how I'll ever get over the emptiness left behind by Bappy. Mommy comes outside to tell us it's time to eat. She looks so sad and thin, wearing a black coat that belonged at the Alauda that seems too big on her, even though she's the same size as my aunt, or used to be. Underneath the black coat is a black dress she's been wearing for weeks. She has little Fifi by the hand, who I guess was crying because she wanted to be outside with her three older sisters. "Has it come yet?" Mommy asks, looking up. Mommy has seen snow before, when she traveled with Bappy to the States one winter, but she's excited for me and keeps telling me about her first time. She and Bappy scooped out balls from the windowsill of their hotel and threw them at each other inside the room. Since this morning, she's been checking the sky as if it were the turkey in the oven that might get overdone. But not a flake has fallen from the gray mistiness above. "I guess you'd better come in now," Mommy says. "It might be a while, and you know how your mother gets." She eyes the Garcia girls. They know. The Alauda worries just about as much here as she used to back home. We head inside, little Fifi running alongside her sisters. I'm trailing behind, but Mommy waits up for me, then puts her arm around my waist. We've become close again in these last few months of hoping and praying that things would come out all right. Now that they haven't, she holds on to me whenever she gets the chance, as if she's afraid of losing me as well as everything else she's lost.